Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Fourth, we were able to draft Ruben Hippolyte, someone we were excited about, guy that is extremely smart, tough, and one thing talking with DA is we want to continue to add our team speed, and he can fly.
And here Barham comes, Porter picks him up, but Ruben Hippolyte is in there to sack him.
I thought the player we probably saw the most improvement from when he stepped in to now was Ruben Hippolyte.
He fast. He really, really fast. I mean, he's so fast. He makes fast people look not fast.
I got it. He's fast.
Oh, your goodness gracious. Thank you, Brandon Pryor, for that open. We are delighted. You're listening to Mully and Haw on The Score, and we're delighted to welcome in Ruben Hippolyte, the Bears' rookie linebacker, joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Ruben, good morning. How are you?
What's going on, man? Appreciate y'all for having me on here.
Well, we love getting a chance to talk to you. And just to clarify, I've read that you run a 4.39 40-yard dash, which is extraordinary. Why are you playing linebacker? Shouldn't you be a running back or a speed receiver? What is it about defense, about linebacker, that always appealed to you?
Yeah, well, you know, first and foremost, I don't, you know, never really heard of any, you know, 240-pound receivers or running backs. So definitely, you know, fit in more on the defensive side. But I used to play running back in high school, early in high school. And then I made that transition after my freshman year to linebacker and then just been, you know, playing that ever since. The position has been good to me, so it hasn't led me wrong yet. So I'm just, you know, sticking with it.
Ruben, how hard or complex is this Bear defense to learn, and how do you prevent all of the information that you're now beginning to process as a rookie? How do you prevent that from you reading more than reacting and not thinking too much?
Yeah, it's not really hard at all. Like I said before in a previous press conference that I did, I played some of the concepts in college that I'm being taught now under DA's defense. The only difference is, you know, just, you know, schematically and technique-wise, he just wants, you know, the particular calls played differently and differently than I've ever played them, you know, in 3, 4, or 5 years. So it's not complex to learn. Like I said, a lot of the same concepts and things that I've seen for the past five seasons at Maryland. And I'm very thankful for, you know, the coaches that I've had at Maryland and the defenses I've been in. And it definitely prepared me to, you know, not only retain the information that I'm being taught at this level, but to, you know, go out and execute it.
It's your story is extraordinary because, you know, you mentioned Maryland. You know, that's obviously Big Ten school, big time program. You're playing against some of the best players in the country, and yet you didn't get an invite to the combine, which is I've lost track, but there's like 300 guys invited to the combine. How surprised were you when you didn't get the invite, and how much did things change when you were finally clocked in the 40?
I was surprised a little bit. I obviously knew that, you know, it was going to be easy for me just to get in the door, just because, I've had to, you know, go the extra mile a little bit my entire career, you know, start from high school, you know, all the way up to now, just, you know, put in the extra work, put in the extra time. I always knew that I was gifted and I had the ability to play at this level. But, you know, obviously my path took a little bit longer than most of my peers, which is, you know, perfectly fine. You know, not everybody's life path is going to be the same. But I was a little bit surprised. Like I said before, my first press conference here, I called the NFS twice. Huh. They told me no twice, just to get prepared for my pro day. So, you know, once I got that call, I was like, well, I got one shot to do this. And then I was training with Test Football out of New Jersey with Kevin Dunn and his staff, and Otto Bolden is the 40 coach there. And, you know, him and I have a very close relationship. And I told him, like, all right, man, I got one shot to do this. And he already knew, you know, that I was gifted in the speed department. I ran track growing up, and he, you know, was based out in South Florida around the time I was running. And we trained at Anson Sports Complex. I had a lot of meets there. So he already knew a little bit about me due to that. But, yeah, once I found out we had that one opportunity, it was go time from there. No added pressure because, you know it was, at that point, it was just, you know, proving myself right. I wasn't really focused on proving others wrong. So,
we're talking with Bears rookie linebacker Ruben Hippolyte here on The Score. Ruben, so whether it was getting ignored by the NFL Combine or the Bears getting criticized by an ESPN analyst for drafting you where they did, how much of that serves as daily motivation for you? And do you carry a little bit of a chip on your shoulder that you use for in a positive way?
I'm self-motivated. Obviously, you know, things don't always go how I wanted to go, but it's not all about that at the end of the day. It's all about God's plan, and, you know, it's my job to execute that and to just follow the plan. Yes, I have a chip on my shoulder. I've always had a chip on my shoulder, but it hasn't come from, you know, any negative influences. And by negative, I mean just, you know, doubts and hate and stuff like that. It's always been, you know, self-starter. Just, you know, me wanting to get better each and every day. You know, me having a high standard for my ability and for my preparation. And just me wanting to be the best player to play this position, you know, come 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years down the road. So that's where the chip and the, you know, quote unquote motivation comes from. But I mean, honestly, I'm self-motivated. I show up to work every day wanting to get better. And I don't need, you know, bulletin board material or any, you know, pep talk from anybody. I'm really, you know, self-motivated and deeply rooted in my faith, and that's what carries me.
Pretty extraordinary. And we should let our listeners know that your 40 time, the 4.39, would have been the fastest time of any linebacker at the combine had you been invited to the combine. So pretty extraordinary that you ran that time. I know you said that you visited with the Bears. You came up here. I was really blown away by the fact that you're wearing a hat the other day at the podium, and you said that you bought it like 3 weeks before the draft. It had a grizzly bear on it with the word defense. Did things go well enough in Chicago that you thought you were going to get drafted? Did you know they were going to take you? Or was that just happenstance that the hat ended up maybe fading you to Chicago?
Yeah, I mean, going back to that story that I told, I just like the hat. I was in the store. I was in the store. Like I said, I have a bunch of those hats, so I just, I got a little collection. I keep some of the hats. I give some away to my friends, stuff like that. So I just like the hat. I thought it was cool. Obviously, the Bears defense at 85 was one of the best defenses that I've ever, known about. That was my thought process behind getting it, just representing that. But when I visited Chicago on my 30 visit, it was a great visit. Definitely somewhere where I wanted to play. And I was hoping that, they drafted me, and that I had an opportunity to come there, because everything is, second to none. The facilities, the people here, obviously the coaches, the coaching staff is one of the best staffs, in the league and that I've been a part of. And it's a lot of history here, as far as just not only linebacker play, but just, the team, the great city. Like I said, I'm from South Florida, so, I'm like about 30 minutes away from, Miami, which is a great city. I went to Maryland, so, D.C. was a great city for me in my time there. Obviously, Chicago is one of the best cities as well. So definitely have an appreciation for not only football and great schemes and situations, but definitely great cities, because I like to unwind a little bit, and it was definitely good to get away from time to time. But when I came up here to visit, it was definitely a place where I wanted to play. And I'm definitely glad that I got the call from
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. Right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Chicago.
Want to ask you about a couple of sports stars who preceded you here who might have some familiarity from the DMV, the DC, Maryland, Virginia area that you went to college at. Caleb Williams, obviously, I wonder what your awareness was. Did you have a relationship with Caleb before you arrived as a Bear? And then Matt Shaw, who was also a product of the University of Maryland, is a Cubs starting third baseman. Did you have any crossover or interaction with those guys before you became a Bear?
Yes, I knew of Caleb, especially when he was coming out, coming to when he committed to OU. I know he had a chance to come to Maryland because Coach Loxley knew a lot about him. Obviously, Coach Loxley, his footprint in the DMV is a big one. So I know he has a lot of pull. Obviously, a great coach, great recruiter, somebody who I call one of my, biggest mentors and people that I can pick up the phone and call every time. That's my guy. So I knew of him. He played my former high school a few years ago. He kind of gave him the business a little bit. And then obviously Matt, I knew Matt, I didn't know Matt, I knew of Matt. I knew he was a hell of a baseball player. And he got called up recently, I think, to the Cubs. So I think we'll be there Friday. All the rookies, we're going to be there Friday. So to catch the game. But yeah, I mean, like I said, a lot of talent from DMV, a lot of talent coming out from Maryland. is probably one of the, not being biased, nothing, but, you know, if you ask me, this is the best school to be at as far as opportunity, not only in the classroom, you're going to get top tier education, but, you know, it's a great, city to network in and to, find mentors and to, you get the best of both worlds. You get all four seasons. So it's great.
What was it like for you to hear your head coach, your new head coach, Ben Johnson, call you out as one of the guys that has captured his attention? You're one of two defensive players that he gave a shout out to a couple of offensive players. And it was interesting because he was asked the day before who had impressed him. And he was like, well, ask that again tomorrow and I'll let you know. And he had your name there. And I bet that was somewhat of a kick, even though you don't have pads on and you're not really knocking people over. You're obviously doing something right.
Yeah, when I came on my visit, Coach Johnson was the only, head coach that I met with who had a vision and plan for me as far as how he saw me, impacting or making an impact on his team. And he's definitely a coach that I connected with, in a short span, a short period of time. Obviously, the 30 visits are like, a day and a half. So, like I said, he was the only head coach that, had a vision for me and really was excited about what I had to offer. Not only my speed, obviously, but just, my cerebral, my ability to be smart on the football field and then, obviously the character aspect. But, it was great. Like I said, I go out there every day. Just want to get better. I want to be the best version of myself every day. That's my mantra. That's the vision I have for myself every time I come in the building. Whether I feel like it or not, I'm just focused on, making sure that I leave the field better than, better than what I did yesterday or the day before that, and just continue to stack the days and just make the days count. I'm very big on that. So it was great. Obviously, it's OTAs, so it's not a, you can't, win or lose your job in OTAs. I've been hearing that a lot. It's all about just learning. We're all learning. All of us are learning a new system. We're just getting better, man. Just focus on taking the next steps that we need. So, come training camp, come this season, we'll be able to dominate.
Great stuff, Ruben. Thank you. Really
best
wish you
luck.
The best.
Great attitude.
Absolutely.
Keep it up.
Yeah, no doubt. I appreciate y'all.
That is Ruben Hippolyte. He's self-motivated, Mr. David.
Impressive young man.
Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.